Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, and welcome to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. My name is Emily Thomas, and I am a mom on a mission to get a new perspective. Y'all, I am not proud of it, but I spent far too long waiting for my daily irritations to resolve before the good times can begin. And I'm thinking the struggles are just going to keep coming, so I might as well get a new plan. God promises if we persevere through our daily struggles, our character will be built, and we'll end up with a hope that doesn't disappoint. And I don't know about you, but my hardest days happen when I've lost sight of that hope. So if that's your story too, join me each week as I interview someone who has passed from just struggling to struggling well. Hey guys, Emily here. I am bringing you an extra special, unexpected episode because I found a resource that is really fun. And I've been meaning to tell you guys for a while, but I've just been busy. So now's the time. Our pastor wrote a couple questions that he likes to ask his family every year. The questions are for your children regarding the family, to gauge how your kids think that you're doing as a family unit and you as a parent specifically. Now, our kids are not the boss of us, but it gives us insight. And our job as parents is so important. I mean, supremely important. We should want to do it well. This kind of holds up a mirror in front of us and lets us know this is their perception of what's happening. Any of us who have ever been in a relationship can understand that the way we think things are going and the way they actually are going can be very different. If you've ever been in a cross-cultural situation, again, perceptions are all across the board. So the same can happen in your very own family. My kids are a mystery to me. I look at them completely confused at why they do half the things that they do. And I can see their little eyes looking back at me with the same confusion. We're all a little bit perplexed. These questions help clear some of that up. Additionally, it helps your kids feel respected and valued and like an important part of the team, which is what your family should be. When I think of things from their perspective, I realize I'm always telling them, you need to do this, you need to not do this, you need to go quicker, you need to slow down. I mean, I'm just, by virtue of my entire job, bossing them around all the time. So to stop and say, hey, I need to hear from you. How do you think I'm doing? I'm constantly giving you feedback regarding how I think you're doing. How am I doing? It makes you kind of nervous, but it also gives you a posture of humility and them the chance to respectfully say what they think. I went ahead and recorded some of the answers that my kids gave me. I am not going to bore you with tons of them. Just because I think my kids are darling does not mean that you do. And I'm very sensitive to that fact. But I did want to just give you an example. On momstrugglingwell.com, I have links to both of the sets of questions that the pastor put on the website at our church. Some of them work for different ages. The ones I thought would go the best for my kids ended up not actually going the best. So there's two sets of questions. You could just kind of try them all out. So let's go ahead and listen to what my kids have to say about me. Can you please introduce yourself to me?
I'm Lane.
Okay, now who exactly are you? How do I know you?
I live with you.
Okay. You're my daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked you here today because I want to ask you some questions just to kind of get a feel for what do you think's going on? How am I doing? How do you feel like things are going? As a mom, I give you a lot of feedback all day long. I tell you how you're doing, my opinion of your behavior, right? I have a lot of opinions, don't I? You got to say yes or no. They can't see you.
Yes.
Yes, I have a lot of opinions. So I wanted to give you a chance to give me some of your opinions. Are you ready? Do you like giving me your opinions?
I guess.
When I asked you if you wanted to be on the podcast, what did you say?
Yes.
You said, I'm all about that. That's what you said.
No, that's not what I said.
That is so what you said. Whatever. You said that. What have been some of the best times that me and you have had this past year?
Mom and daughter dates and going to Starbucks.
Oh, my girl, going to Starbucks. Now, what types of things do we do on mom-daughter dates?
We'll go out to breakfast together.
Go out to breakfast. Yeah, that is super fun, huh? We just get a chat and talk about whatever. Now, if you had to give me some advice on how to be a better mom, what would the advice be and Why would that be your advice?
That's what's good for us, and a little bit of candy, and just no broccoli.
So you want to be healthy, but you just don't want broccoli. But do you feel like I do give you healthy food now, or what?
Well, yeah, but...
Let me get this straight. I just want to know, because this is being recorded. You are requesting healthier food?
Well, yeah, and also some candy, but no broccoli.
But no broccoli. Yeah. She's firm on that. Okay. If you and I could sit down and talk about anything, like on the whole planet, what would it be?
Animals.
You would like to sit down and talk to me about animals? Now, why would that be your choice, your topic of choice?
Because I usually can't think of anything but animals.
You are pretty single focus on animals. Yeah. Okay. What are some of the things that are making you anxious or fearful, or you're feeling kind of discouraged about it? Because I want to know how to pray for you. So what is making you feel a little bit bad?
School tests.
What about that makes you feel a little bit scared? Is it scared? You feel afraid or what?
Yeah, because I don't know, like, if I'm going to pass or...
Okay. You usually do really well, but you still feel a little afraid. That is so good, though. It's good for me to know so I can pray for you. Do you think that matters when I pray for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. It does. Now, what is something that you would like to do with me?
Ice skating.
I know. We've been trying to plan that forever, right? The hours just aren't working. What we need is an ice skating rink that's open more hours.
Or an ice skating rink, like we find a room in our house, and then we put in maybe our garage, an ice skating rink.
We just need to build one.
Yeah, and then we put our cars in the front, and then there's the garage that we skate on. Every night we can just go out there and skate.
Oh my goodness. A Texas ice skating rink in our garage.
Free. It would be free for us.
It would be free for us. That's true. And the hours would be whenever we want. How can I help you know more about God?
Well, reading the Bible and...
Do we do that?
Well, yeah. But it hasn't been like me and you.
Oh, so you'd like to read the Bible just with me?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So that would help you grow more. Do you have any questions? Like, do you feel like you can ask me questions if you have them about God and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What has been the best thing that I've done this year? Or that we've done together as a family that's helped you the most to understand God better? Not like what's just the funnest.
Family day, seeing all the things that he's made, like animals.
Oh, okay. So looking in nature at all the things that he's made. So tell me more about family day.
So I really like feeding the giraffes.
Well, tell me, because not everybody knows what is family day.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it?
I like going to the zoo, and whenever we go to the zoo, like, we feed giraffes.
Mm-hmm.
We see cheetahs.
But can you tell me, for somebody who doesn't have... Not every family has family day. Did you know that? What is family day at the Thomas house? Why do we have it?
Because that's when me and my brother came to live with mom and dad.
Okay, so family day is a day where we typically just do something fun as a family. And it's the day we celebrate that y'all came to be part of our family because you're adopted. So you guys get birthdays and family days. Kind of awesome.
And all the holidays.
And all the holidays. We do celebrate every major holiday.
Except for Hanukkah.
Yes, except for Hanukkah. Very good point. So, family day. We let you guys pick what you want to do. And it's typically the zoo because you guys are lovers of the animals.
Yep.
So you feed the giraffes.
And we love seeing the cheetahs and the lions.
So you like family day a lot and you want to do a family day with your kids. Do you think you're going to adopt kids or you think you're going to have biological kids?
Adopt.
Why adopt?
I don't know. I think it'd be easier.
Easier? Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's not super easy. It's pretty tricky. I think they're both hard. Okay, so what is one thing that we do as a family that you're definitely not going to do when you have your own family?
I don't think I do as much time, like, maybe working out, maybe a little bit more time with my family, just a little bit.
Well, it's like 20 minutes a day. It's not like I'm spending 3 hours working out.
Well, yeah, but I might spend, like, and maybe 20 minutes working out a little.
That's what I do.
Well, it'll be a little bit shorter.
Okay, so you're going to spend like a solid 10-minute workout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 11.
I mean,
16 workout.
16-minute workout and the rest of the phase. So you just feel like I'm spending way too much time. I need to cut 4 minutes off my workout?
Yes.
Okay. That's something. I'll consider that. So what is the best thing about being a part of the Thomas family?
We go on walks almost every night. And
it's true.
We love spending time together.
We do. We sure do. What is your least favorite part of being in the Thomas family? Yeah.
I'd say that it would be, well, I don't really have anything about that. I think it's all good.
You think it's all good? Well, can't argue with that. What's something you wish we would do more as your parents? Or what do you wish I'd do more as your mom?
Dessert after breakfast every morning.
Wow. Okay. But really, is there anything that you think, I really just feel sad that my mom doesn't do this more? What do you want me to do more? No?
Nothing.
I feel like it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. What do you wish I did less of? You know what? You would like me to work out 4 minutes less a day.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'd make a big difference. What is something else you wish I did less of?
Giving us broccoli.
But I don't give you broccoli because you don't like it.
Well, you sometimes do.
One time I gave you one piece. We need to get past that.
Well, I'll probably never forget. I'll even tell my friends when I'm older. So.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hanging on to this. Okay, but really, is there anything that you feel like it would really make you happy if I did less of something?
No.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 means, like, nothing.
Yeah, and then 10 means awesome.
10 means awesome. How much do you think I love you? Be honest.
100.10, but I'd say 10.
Oh my goodness, 100.10. All right, what makes you think, like, what makes you think that? What do I do that makes you know?
Because you feed us every day, you let us do podcasts.
I let you do a podcast. That's love right there.
Yeah, let us do a lot of things.
One of the favorite things that I feel like we've done together is to read every night before bed.
Oh yeah, that's another thing I really like to do.
What would you say has been the biggest area of growth for you in the last year?
I'd say you've gotten better at sevens.
Multiplying by seven? You have. And you can read like a, I don't know, something like, that can read really well.
Yeah, like as soon as you're done, you're like, can I go get to another one from the library? Like,
you can finish a book in a minute.
Like,
so impressive.
I can read 4 Magic Tree Houses in one nap time.
Forget about it. It's amazing. So good. What have you learned about God or Jesus or your faith, like how to walk with God, this past year that's been a blessing to you? What do you know that's true about him?
He won't leave us.
He won't leave us. That is a big one to you. You bring that up a lot. Isn't that good? Such a good, solid promise, huh? If you could grow in anything, you want to get better at some area in the past 10 months? I mean, sorry.
In the next 12 months.
Thank you. If you wanted to grow in an area in the next 12 months, what would it be?
I'd like to know how to ride a bike without training wheels.
You're really close to that, aren't you? Something to work on. We'll work on that together. Young man, will you please tell me your name?
Porter.
Porter. And who are you?
Porter Thomas.
You are. You're Porter Thomas. And how do I know you?
Because I'm your son.
Yeah, you are my son. You sure are. What are you super good at?
I'm strong and I'm super at picking up heavy stuff.
You're super good at picking up heavy stuff. I love that. You really do. You're really good at that. What's the best times that you've had with me that you can remember?
Going on a date with you.
Yeah. Where do we go on our dates?
Dunkin' Donuts.
We do. We
and
go.
And Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts. Those are our places, huh? If you had to give me some advice on how to be a better mom, what would you tell me to do to be a better mom?
Help me drive somewhere.
Oh, you want me to drive you places?
Yes.
But don't I already do that?
Yes.
Okay, so am I doing pretty good at being a mom then?
Yeah.
All the driving I'm doing?
Mm.
Okay. If you could sit down and talk to me about anything, what would you love to talk about these days?
That you're a thankful mom that gives me some wonderful stuff.
You want to talk about how I'm a thankful mom and I give you some wonderful stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to talk about with people?
That we can be best friends.
Oh, that me and you can be best friends? That's so sweet. Don't you love talking about superheroes? You got to say yes or no. They can't. They
yes.
can't see you. What else do you like talking about?
Diego.
You do love talking about Diego, man. That guy saves a lot of animals, doesn't he? You gotta say
wait, are the other people listening?
Well, yeah, they're gonna be listening later. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
What are some things that are making you kind of afraid right now or sad?
Monsters
are making you afraid.
Yes, and Junior is scared.
Junior is scared, that VeggieTales thing?
Yes. It makes me so scared.
Oh, man. But it's a good song, right?
And a good show.
And it's a good show. VeggieTales is good. What are some things that you'd like to do with me? What do you like to do with your mom?
Going on a date.
You do. The dates are a pretty big deal to you, aren't they? And it's mainly because you get donuts. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's just be honest about it. How can I help you grow in your love for God?
Help me do good stuff and not do bad stuff.
I can help you. Like, maybe I can teach you how to do good things?
Yes.
How could I teach you? Where do you think I figure out all those answers? Is that a hard question?
Yes.
Did I stump you?
Stump me.
I stumped you. All right.
Stumped me.
Okay. All right. So what has been the best thing that we have done together as a family this year?
Having ice cream, having dessert together.
Okay. So sugar is just a real big deal to you. What's something that's helped you learn more about God this year that we've done as a family?
Doing good things together.
Doing good things together? What are some things we've done together?
Watch some movies.
You like movie night?
Movie night.
Mm-hmm. We do that every Friday, don't we? And what do we eat when we...
Friday?
No, sorry, today's not Friday. It's Saturday.
When is it going to be Friday again?
6 more days. What would you say has been the biggest thing you've learned this year? What can you do now that you couldn't do before?
I didn't like strawberries, and now I like strawberries.
You like strawberries now?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
I had some at my mother, and they were good.
Oh, my goodness. You're growing so much. Okay, so what have you learned about God this year? What do you know about God?
That we're going to heaven, that if there's a T-Rex in heaven, maybe me and Dad will ride it.
It would be cool if you could ride a T-Rex in heaven. I hope that happens for you. Okay, if you
want... That would make me so happy.
Oh, that would be wonderful. If you could learn something in the next year, what do you want to learn? You've been talking about soccer lately. Are you interested in trying soccer?
Yeah.
Anything else you're interested in trying this year?
I'm trying to play basketball.
You'd like to try to play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
So you're interested in sports?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is my favorite thing? What makes Mommy really happy?
Help me to not go anywhere in my dreams.
I like to pray to help that you won't go anywhere in his dreams.
Yes, because sometimes I have bad dreams.
What do we do before you go to bed?
Pray.
What do we pray?
That I do not go anywhere in my dreams.
That you don't go anywhere in your dreams. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Do I get a piece of candy?
Yes, now you get a piece of candy. I love you, buddy.
Me too.
Well, friends, I think we've learned a lot today. I am a workout-aholic. I need to cut off 4 minutes. We need an ice skating rink in our garage. We need dessert to come right after breakfast. And we need to never bring another piece of broccoli into our house. It's really funny, and they're darling. But I really think that I actually learned some things I didn't know. And regardless, they felt super loved, and we opened up communication and are making a habit out of lots and lots of questions, and questions being perfectly acceptable. If that sounds like something that could be interesting or at least entertaining, go to mobstrugglingwell.com and I'll have the links there for all the questions. There's about 15 of them. So yeah, I hope you liked that, and I hope that it is helpful to you in your parenting as you seek to struggle well. Talk to you guys soon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.